When police entered Gaines' house in November 1957, they found Warden's body trussed up like a deer. Other horrors included furniture and utensils made from human body parts. Former village president Max Harrington says Plainfield became a media sensation.
Thousands and thousands of people at the intersection closest to the farmstead. It was almost impossible for us to do business because of all the gawkers.
34-year-old Andrea Varda grew up in Plainfield. She says the old-timers are still tight-lipped about the events, including her dad.
They would just say it's just not polite to talk about them. It's a different generation than what we're like today.
Gein confessed to murder and grave robbing and spent the rest of his life in mental hospitals. When his house mysteriously burned down in 1958, fire crews are said to have taken their time. Locals feared the place would have turned into a morbid tourist trap. The Herald Schechter, author of the Gein biography Deviant, says the saga had just begun.
Ernest Hemingway said that all modern American literature begins with Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. You could almost say that all modern American horror begins with Crimes and Outrages of Ed Gein.
A writer living in Wyawega, Robert Block, used Gein's story as the basis for his novel Psycho, published in 1959. The next year, Alfred Hitchcock turned it into a Hollywood classic. Block's daughter, Sally Francie, recalls Psycho's troubled antagonist, Norman Bates. Like Bates, Gein had a controlling and abusive mother. Francie says the novel and film launched her dad's career.
Based on the fact that someone that appears to be a very quiet, normal person may be a very perverted, bizarre individual, that was just a trigger for my dad to write about how little we know about people we interact with.
Then, in 1974, Toby Hooper directed the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The film's villain, Leatherface, was inspired by Gein and his collection of garments made from human skin. Filmmaker and UW-Madison alum Errol Morris says that collection was the movie's only similarity to the real Ed Gein, whom he had visited several times in the 1970s.
Character had morphed into something quite different. The version of the psycho killer is Terminator, the person in love with killing. I don't think Ed was in love with killing at all. I think he was in love with death, something quite different altogether.
Morris says Gein was actually a quiet, sheltered man who robbed the graves of people he knew to make a bizarre world within his crumbling home. He says Gein loved talking about Freudian theory or ham radio. But Hollywood still opted for the more bizarre aspects of Gein's legacy, such as in the 1991 thriller Silence of the Lambs, where a serial killer crafts a literal bodysuit from his victims.
He's making himself a woman's suit, Mr. Crawford, out of real women.
Off the big screen, Gein has followers in local folklore. At the Plainfield Cemetery, Monica Kagi and Marie Knudsen are on a quest.
Looking for the Gein burial site.
We're kind of into that paranormal, this rumored to be haunted here in the cemetery.
Actually, my husband's ex-girlfriend, her great-grandma used to serve Sunday supper to Ed Gein. So, kind of brings a little closer to home.
It's unknown if Gein realized how much his story influenced films and books by the time he died in 1984. But most Plainfield residents wouldn't have minded him keeping a lower profile. They may have to contend with more Gein mania soon, though, as filmmaker Errol Morris is pondering a book and movie project about his life. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.